Good morning, everyone. And best wishes for these last few days of Advent, and a very happy Christmas to you all who are listening. The reading today is from Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 45. It is, in fact, the same as the Gospel reading for the fourth Sunday of Advent that we've just had, and someone else will probably have reflected on it. But however, it's here for us again today. We are in the last stages of preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and here, those who chose the readings for this time put us right back to the early days of Mary's pregnancy. And I think this is because of the great joy of the event in today's Gospel and the great joy that we celebrate at Christmas. So Luke chapter 1, verse 39. Mary set out at that time and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." This is the word of the Lord. So there we have Mary and Elizabeth, both filled with joy at the time of this meeting. Mary is the one who took the initiative and traveled a distance. They estimate it would be about 4 days, given the means of travel at that time, because it was in the hill country in the region of Judah. And Elizabeth was delighted to see Mary. Then the moment Mary receives Elizabeth's blessing, she responds, and her Magnificat is full of joy, and yet at the same time, great contradictions in a way. Contradictions to the normal understanding of the society of the day. So here were these two women celebrating their pregnancy and celebrating their faith in God, who has done wonderful things for them and wonderful things for us all. It is a remarkable time. Today also is the feast of Peter Canisius, also a remarkable man and one full of joy. He was one of the very early Jesuits. He was the 8th person to make profession in the Jesuit order. He was a Dutchman by birth, and he walked miles round Europe, went by horseback. He worked all over Italy and Bavaria, and eventually settled down in Germany, and finally landed in Switzerland, where he founded the Catholic University of Freiburg, which still operates right through until today. Now, the thing about Peter Canisius is that he lived during very turbulent times and troubled times within our church's history and within the social history of the day. He was born in 1521, and the church had been maligned badly for its customs and practices of that time. The Reformation had made large holes in its membership, and people had left and found their spiritual nourishment elsewhere. And yet Peter Canisius always preached a message of joy. He never undermined or spoke against those who had led the Catholic people to another way of thinking. In fact, he praised them where appropriate. Always he was positive, and always he rejoiced in the greatness of God and in the joy of his faith. Now, our circumstances today are not all that different. Our church has suffered great shame in the events that have been unfolded through the media and unduly rejoiced in by some journalists and some publications. This is a great trial for many of us, and many of us know heaps and heaps of people who have wandered off to other churches or to no church at all, have just ceased believing in God. So we can look to Peter Canisius to keep on developing the gift of joy and the great gift that God has given us in our faith, that faith that is similar to what Mary and Elizabeth were rejoicing in, that faith which is a contradiction, that faith that pulls down princes from their thrones and exalts the lonely, where the faith in which the hungry are filled with good things and the rich sent empty away. These are matters to keep reflecting on frequently. Now, last week one afternoon, I spent several hours at the local women's prison. A group of us went to supervise, I suppose, women as they were given the opportunity to make Christmas cards. The Christmas cards they could send to friends or family, or they could keep them to decorate their own cell for Christmas. And the thing that inspired me was that this simple activity filled these women in each of the units we went to with great joy. They were rapt in what they were doing. They were delighted to be able to send some message of joy and love to those of their family and friends that they were separated from. There was no need to call out or advertise this activity. People just flocked in, became completely involved, and the joy of Christmas was there among them. I do not know whether many of them had any great faith or understanding of the celebration of the birth of Jesus, but they did relish the opportunity to share some joy with others. And I suppose they were like the hungry that afternoon, who were filled with joy, while those of the guard employed roundabout just attended to our security, their security, and fulfilled all that was required of them with straight-faced demeanor. Very typical of that message of the Magnificat. So I wish you all great joy this Christmas, great joy in the faith God has given us, and great joy in the opportunity we have to continue believing in the goodness of God, the challenge and subversiveness of Jesus Christ himself as we endeavor to follow him. Now I will end with just a little prayer from the office of today. Today we celebrate we continue to celebrate the O Antiphons in the office of today, and today it's O Dawn. And each of us is called to bring to life again renewed faith in the mystery of Jesus Christ. O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Son of justice, come and shine on those who dwell in darkness, and brighten our hearts with your love. Happy Christmas, everybody.